an organization he's a part of. Let me say that again. Daryl Morey is a liar, and I will never be a part of an organization that he's a part of again.
Thank you, man.
Hey, what it do, sports world, and welcome to the Real Untouchable Podcast with me, Ray Diggs. I just showed you all the video from basically what James Harden had to say about Daryl Morey. Why have this relationship, a once promising relationship, a once, you know, a close relationship between two businessmen, became so sour so quick? You heard it in the video that I showed at the beginning. Basically, James Harden was in China, and he made a statement, and he doubled down on that statement. He basically said that Daryl Morey is a liar, and I would never play for an organization that he's ran, that's basically he's running. That's basically what he said. And it was like, hear me out. Daryl Morey is a liar, and I would never be associated with any organization that he is over. Okay, basically, quote unquote. What do this mean? James Harden is basically forcing the Philadelphia 76ers to take whatever the Clippers is willing to give them. If the Clippers want to get them some peanuts, if they want to get them a washer and dryer set, they're going to have to take whatever the Clippers give them. And that's what James Harden is doing right now. But this is how I feel that the 76ers can counter. I will make him retire. I will make him set out. I will force James Harden to come to training camp, whether he's unhappy or whatever. And this is the reason why. We saw James Harden force his way out of Houston. We saw him force his way out of Brooklyn. Now he's trying to force his way out of the Philadelphia 76ers. Why is it that we don't criticize James Harden the way we would do somebody like a LeBron or a Kevin Durant? He's an MVP. He's made it to an NBA Finals. He's been in Western Conference Finals. So you all say he is the third or fourth best shooting guard of all time. So why do we not hold him to the same standard that we would hold any other all-time greats? James Harden can come in and just tell them that he don't want to play no more. He don't want to play for this team. I don't want to play for this team. Okay, James Harden, if you didn't want to play for the team, why the hell did you sign the contract? Why did you opt in? I know why. Because you knew you weren't going to get that type of money nowhere else. So if you opted in, this is what I'm thinking as the 76ers. If you opted in, that means you wanted to stay here. I'm not going to opt into something and then just say, oh, no, I don't want to be a part of your organization. I want to go somewhere else. Well, hell, why you just didn't opt out of your contract and then go be with that team in free agency? Now you're in China, but I'm going to tell you something, and you all can quote me on this. I got a feeling that James Harden is not going to finish his career in the NBA. And I hate to say that. I think it's sad to say. But I got a feeling that he won't end his career in an NBA uniform. And the reason I say that is because one thing about these NBA owners, they will blackball you out this league. Look what they did to Allen Iverson. Look what they did to Carmelo Anthony. They will blackball you out the league when you think that you are bigger than the league. Just watch and see. Just watch what I tell you all. It won't surprise me if James Harden continued this type of behavior, that he ends his career like he said he wanted to end his career, basically playing in China. Guess what? You might he might end his career playing in China. He might get his wish. And I won't think that's a bad idea. I won't feel sorry for him one bit if he did end his career in China or somewhere else overseas, because James Harden has taken this league for granted. James Harden has forced trades. He signed contracts. And I understand why the man is mad. I had to do a little bit of research on why he could be so mad at Daryl Morey. But you can only be mad at yourself. Because what you did was, you wanted to get out of Brooklyn so bad that you turned down almost $200 million. Who in the hell turned down $200 million? I'm going to sign that contract for that 200 extra million, and then maybe I play there a year, and then I force my trade. But I'm not going to force my trade at that time, because now me forcing my trade, I lost out on $200 million. Then you took a pay cut when you came to the 76ers. And now that's what he's mad about. He's mad about that pay cut that he took. Because they took the pay cut and they didn't win the championship. And now he's, instead of making 40s and $50 million, he's only making $35 million, $34 million. So I can understand why he's mad. But he's only got himself to be mad at because he forced himself out of Brooklyn when he could have signed that extension for over almost $200 million. So I would say this. I got a feeling that we're seeing the last of the James Harden in the NBA. And you all can be mad or say whatever, but I got a feeling this is what's going to happen. Hey, man, thank you all again for listening to another great segment of The Real Untouchable.